Reformed Church.
Well, you know, I tell you, I don't know if this will, this is something you'll recognize right away in your life, but, you know, it's been a real meaningful thing to me just the last several days. You know, I just, you know, just the word today really stuck with me hard. But, you know, it was just so different for me because, you know, we know, you've heard many, many times us talk about, you know, today being the day and not hardening your hearts and that whole thing in unbelief. But, you know, what I just really started to think about more in reference, kind of like the Matthew chapter 6 kind of a route, that there is so much concern that comes from tomorrow. So much concern that comes from tomorrow. Like when you begin to think about even things, even the way I've just kind of been applying it to even during working hours and things in the family, like there are so many things that are done that have to do with tomorrow, the next day, next month, like so much stuff that affects people today and it has nothing to do with today. It's about tomorrow. I mean, even the very thing we were talking about before service, right? It's about tomorrow. It has nothing to do with right now. It has nothing to do with today. It's just stuff that gets into your head about tomorrow. But, you know, where the Lord kind of started ministering this to me was in reference to the things that he wants to speak to me today, just right now, just today, right? And granted, the things that the Lord teaches you today impact tomorrow. But that isn't really where your focus needs to be, because then you're right back into tomorrow again, right? It's just today. Like, what is it, Lord, that you want to share with me, that you want to speak to me today? And how much time is lost by us, right? Not listening to the Lord because you're thinking about tomorrow. And it's interesting because once the Lord points something out to you, you're like, wow, how many thoughts go through your head that have nothing to do with today? I mean, it's incredible. Like, even the way businesses run and businesses are concerned, they're always concerned about tomorrow, right? Even when a business will talk about their bottom line is about tomorrow. It's not right now, right? Everything is about projecting and the plan and the 5 and the 10 and the 20-year plan and concerning themselves always with the things of tomorrow. You know, but because of the fact that we truly, truly believe that the Lord knows what we need before we ask him, he knows that, right? And because we know that he knows what we need before he asks, and I'll just read it to you just so you can see it in context, but in Matthew 6:32, he says, "For after all these things do the Gentiles seek," and I'm reading from the King James Version, "for your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things, but seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow." And that's an important thing, because thought obviously has to do with your heart and your mind. The place where the people of Israel, in Hebrews, it says that they erred in their heart, in their mind. They always went astray in their heart. And that is the place, right? When the Lord talks about today being the day to listen to him, to hear what he says, it is today. But hear this for a second, right? I know we major on that, on hearing, but it isn't really actually just hearing, right? It's the hearing that is mixed with faith is the hearing that he's talking about, because the people of Israel heard and they saw, right? So it isn't just hearing and seeing today. It's hearing what the Lord is saying and believing what he's saying, right? It's having a heart that is willing to receive, giving God entrance to what he's saying, meditating, you know, regularly throughout the day. And that is, you know, when he talks about here in Matthew 6:33 about seeking first the kingdom of God, you know, the kingdom of God, when you seek, I mean, the way you seek the kingdom and his righteousness is by the same exact thing that we're talking about, is really just recognizing the Lord, listening to the things that he's teaching you about what you possess, about his reign and his power on the inside of you, how you are as he is, like all of the things that he would want to remind you about, the things that he's finished, the things that he's done, and even the things that the Lord had been bringing to my mind about having grace out of Hebrews 12, right? Like, let us have grace. Like, all of that is like today. Like, you, like, think about this for a second. Any hearing that is not done today is put off, right? Like, you put off hearing. You put off hearing because you're concerned about something today, which you put off hearing because you're worried about something right now, because you're thinking about something, because you're planning something, because your mind is occupied in doing something and not acknowledging the Lord in doing something, which to be honest with you, that is not a hard thing that the Lord gives us. Like, regardless of what you're doing, acknowledging the Lord in what you're presently doing right now, right? That's a simple thing to do. And it could be the most complex business problem that you've ever encountered, or just something that you're doing with your family, or whether it's something fun that you're doing, or something that is physically demanding, whatever it is, acknowledging the Lord as your wisdom, acknowledging the Lord as your strength, as the power of your life, acknowledging the Lord in every single facet of whatever it is that you're going through. It's just such an interesting thing when you want to keep your mind just centered. Lord, what is it, Lord, that you're speaking to me today, right now? Like, what is important for you? What is it important for me to listen to right now, to have my mind on? And it's just an interesting thing. I have noticed for many years, like, when the Lord brings something to my attention, you know, it's easy kind of to grab that, but then the interesting thing is trying to keep that, right, and not allowing. I never realized how many thoughts of tomorrow actually go through my mind until the Lord kind of made me aware of it. Honestly, I was not aware that so many thoughts about tomorrow go through your mind, so many concerns about tomorrow that people have. And you really realize that even when you just look a little bit at the problems that the people of Israel ran across in the wilderness, and the problems that the body of Christ or people that are not believers yet run into, the thing that distracts, or even what the Bible calls like the deceitfulness of sin, you know, it's interesting that the deceit, you know, there's so many things that are tied into tomorrow, right? Tied into needs and stuff, you know. So I just would encourage you, you know, when we talk about today being the day to listen to the Lord and to hear him, you know, it's a cool thing. I just encourage you to acknowledge the Lord and give the Lord entrance into your heart and mind, and then try to keep a mindfulness in today, right? Like, and I don't know if you'll notice. I mean, maybe it's a little different because the Lord's bringing this up to my attention, but it's just so many. It's amazing the amount of times that I noticed my mind. And that's not, it's not like I'm monitoring my thoughts, right? It's just when the Lord brings something to your attention, you're like, when I find myself dwelling on something, I'm like, oh, shoot, like, yeah, that has nothing to do with today at all. Like, and just to bring things even a little, just a step further for you, how many things thinking on them right now wasn't going to change anything either? Right? Because there are certain things that you can do, and you can say, well, you know what, this is going to happen tomorrow, but this is something that I can do today to prepare for that. Well, that's fine, but that has to do with today. If there's something that you can do today which is going to make the thing that is coming up, right? Like, in other words, I just said to you, like, Mother's Day is coming in 2 weeks, right? That doesn't mean, oh, don't concern yourself about Mother's Day today. Wait until the last minute on Mother's Day, and right before, right, you see your mom, then go out and buy a gift and give it to her. Like, obviously, that's not what the Lord is saying. But the thing is, if you find yourself dwelling on something where the thought of it doesn't add a cubic to your stature, in other words, the concern over that you have right now, it's not going to do a single bit of anything, right? Then that's just time ill spent. In other words, you can take that time immediately, begin to acknowledge the Lord, acknowledge who he is and what he's done for you, and begin to dwell on things that actually can make a difference for you right now and make a difference for tomorrow.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.